The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. How do you suppose small, slow, non-swimming animals like snails traveled 5,500 miles from Europe to an island in the South Atlantic? Well, it may sound goofy, but they most likely flew there, possibly on Sandpiper Airlines. You see, the secret is that if there's one thing snails do exceptionally well, it's produce super sticky slime. The snails get from tree to tree where they live by hitching rides on birds. And the same may be true for stealing a ride all the way to a tropical island. Snails that are found throughout Europe in the Azores, a group of islands in the middle of the North Atlantic, can also be found on a tiny island chain in the South Atlantic. Because of the enormous distance between these two groups, scientists have long believed that they belong to a different genus. However, genetic and anatomical analysis show the snails are actually from the same group. And clearly the snails were in the South Atlantic prior to the arrival of humans, as evidenced by changes in their evolution over time. Sound hard to believe? All it would take is one snail to start a village. These snails are hermaphroditic, so they can reproduce all by themselves and release baby snails from their shells.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.